This was an article that actually appeared in the City Press this morning, and it spoke about South Africa facing the severe shortage of red meat imminently because of the long-standing drought. And it's a drought that's affected several parts of the country, but the Eastern Cape farming community is seemingly the worst affected. And of course, government has come in, it has introduced certain drought relief efforts, but there are all sorts of questions around that. Has it been too little too late? Has the intervention been effective? Has it been properly targeted? And we thought we'd put all of these questions to an expert, Agri Eastern Cape President Douglas Stern, joining us on the line now to give us his view of what's going on in the country in regard to red meat production. Douglas, good afternoon, and thank you so much for your time on Afternoon Drive. First of all, how significant a shortage of red meat are we going to experience in the next few months?
Well, good afternoon, Joanne, to you and your listeners. That's a very tricky question because, you know, people don't always like to reveal what their losses are, but I can only give to you what we're experiencing here in the Eastern Cape. And you will probably know that it is the province that has the highest. We carry about the third of the country's livestock numbers in cattle, sheep and goats. Now, just from the provincial department's own statistics, I can tell you that because of the poor conditions, you know, we are going to be facing about a third, 30% of our animal numbers are in very, very poor condition, facing death and, you know, very, very low in condition. So to put that into figures, you know, we've got over 3 million head of cattle, which means that's 1 million that are facing, you know, extinction and death. Sheep, we've got 6.5 million of the sheep's country population, and of them nearly 2 million, and goats it's 700,000. So you can see by those figures, it's significant that are not going to be in any form of production over the next probably 2 years if they do survive.
Wow, I mean, that is quite a staggering amount of time if you consider the demand for red meat in the country. Well, I understand there were rains earlier this month. Were they not significant enough to break the drought, Douglas?
It doesn't rain grass immediately, and it doesn't rain money. We must understand that. It's a process. It's a long process that's got to be take place at the moment because, you know, there's a breeding program. Just to take cattle, for example, just for them to recover their condition could take anything up to 6 months to 9 months. Then they've got to, you know, they've got to be mated, and then there's another gestation period of 9 months. And then you've got to, you know, rear the animal. So you're looking at a minimum of 2 years before you can expect any sort of recovery and increase in animal numbers, a minimum of 2 years. So it's a serious matter, and I do not think that the government fully understands the implication of this disastrous situation we are faced with.
So let's talk about their intervention for a moment. We know that the Agriculture Department has released 74 million rand. It's given that drought relief funding to farmers around the country. How targeted and effective has that been?
You know, the old adage of too little too late. You know, we've been sitting with a drought in this province specifically and other parts of the country as well for a period of 5 years. Now, just to put that into perspective for you, the first 4 years from 2014 through to about 2018, we had our average rainfall, particularly in the western part of the province, was around about anything from 50% to 60% below the average rainfall. It peaked last year in 2019 where it was around 25% to 30%. So it was 5 consecutive years of way below average rainfall. Now the compound effect of that on the economy of the province has been huge, and you will notice too that the supply of animals to the market was consistent and high because people were offloading. In the agricultural business, you know, in the commercial farming trade, we try not to have any losses on the farm. We dispose of them before that happens. So you can see the size of the magnitude of the problem. Now, what's going to happen is that we've now got to hold back. We've had a little bit of rain, nothing nearly enough to break the drought, but we're going to hold back animals now to rebuild our herd. So there's going to be an immediate shortage to the abattoirs, and therefore there's going to be a shortage. And it's going to be compounded because the other provinces are in a similar position, and it's going to have a very, very negative impact on the supply chain. And you can't just import animals from anywhere in the world because, you know, it's costly, one. And if it's from Africa, they've had just as bad a conditions as what we have in this country.
Give me a sense of this. I mean, you've got 74 million. How much did you actually need in order to solve the drought issue?
Well, we did a sum, you know, and it might sound ridiculous, but it's something like 30 million a day just to keep these very animals that we're talking about. And, you know, when you talk about 74 million in the fifth year of a drought, you know that is really, it's hopelessly too little. And of that, you must remember that in this country, in this province, we're sitting with 4,000 commercial farmers. We're sitting with something like 30,000 emerging farmers. And we're sitting with about something like 500,000 subsistence farmers. Now, everybody has to get a little piece of this cake. Therefore, you can understand that 74 million doesn't go very far. And I will also add that that's the first bit of help that's been put forward to agriculture.
The Democratic Alliance is coming out asking for information to be revealed of how the drought relief was distributed. Do you think that kind of investigation is really necessary?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we're going to probably be doing something similar because, you know, it's taxpayers' money you're talking about. And if it is not, you know, there are processes that must be followed. And this is what's been happening. The processes are laid down as regulations by the government, and people have to fill in forms if you want any form of state aid. This was done, and then the verification of these documents wasn't done thoroughly. And this is our area of great concern. And when it comes to the disbursement of these funds in the form of feed, that left a lot to be desired because there was no control, and it ended up being chaotic. And it's not on. We need to be a little bit more vigilant with this type of dishing out of state of taxpayers' money, and that is why it is so important that organised agriculture, together with the Department of Agriculture, must work together, and we must sort these sort of things out. So we are going to do everything in our powers to prevent this type of thing from happening in future.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. Douglas Stern, the Agri Eastern Cape President.